You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. Okay, y'all. So we have finished the summer school series, and I was ready to go back to some curriculum content, which I planned out like 2 years ago. So I've been working from my outline of curriculum. Okay. So there really is a method to the madness, I promise. However, here's what I lie awake at night. No, I really don't. I sleep well. But if I were to lie awake at night, this is what I'd be thinking about. I watch tons and tons of therapist play sessions as part of my coaching. And I keep seeing consistency across what's taking place in play sessions all over the world, from all educational backgrounds. It doesn't matter if it's social work, LMHCs, LMFTs, psychologists, from every educational background all over the world, I'm seeing these common threads of things that are happening in play sessions, and they're not fully adherent to CCPT. So I was processing that, and I was like, you know what? There's always going to be curriculum. I think this is a little bit more of a priority. So we're diving into another series. I promise it'll be just as worthwhile as the summer school series was. But we're going into the Session Savvy series. Say that three times fast. I like alliterative things. Can you tell? Summer school series, Session Savvy series. All right, here's what we're doing. I'm going to hit some issues that I see emerging in sessions, and we're going to talk through why we don't want to do those things and what we can do instead. So it's not necessarily that we're seeing huge deviations from child-centeredness. It's just sometimes a word choice or a very subtle nuance that has a different outcome than what we really want it to. So we have to be mindful of those things. So that's where we're going in this next series, the Session Savvy series. I want you all to be savvy. That's the moral of the story. Before we get into that, though, I want to read an email that I received. And I always ask permission when I get something like this to share it. And I was given permission. Joy in Australia, thank you so much for first writing, but second of all, letting me read this to everyone. Y'all, I cannot tell you how meaningful it is to me to hear what CCPT is doing in your lives and to hear what this podcast has meant for you, to hear the changes that you have implemented as a result of falling in love with CCPT. Honestly, it fills me up to the brim and overflows me. And I was actually talking to Eric, my husband, tonight. We were in the car and I was like, do you know what a challenge it is to communicate from the other side of a mic how much you all mean to me? I was struggling to process the notion of helping you all to understand how deeply I care for you all and how much you all mean to me. And so we're brainstorming ways that we're going to try to make that a little more evident and clear on a semi-frequent basis. So stay tuned for that. But I honestly hope that you hear it and sense it and know it and believe it in the depth of your beings. You all truly mean so much to me. And the fact that you all care so deeply about CCPT and your kids and your families and your clients and your practice and your craft, it's just the most incredible feeling for me. And I hope it's an incredible feeling for you, because y'all, you don't know this because you just listen to me, but because I'm the one getting the emails and the texts and the collective people and the coaching participants, CCPT is a force to be reckoned with in the play therapy space. Let me just tell you, and it's only going to keep getting bigger. And you all are so committed and so adherent and so bought in, and this is going to be a thing, y'all. So anyway, let me read the email. I could go on about how much I love you all day, so let's try to curb this and get to the point. All right, so my name is Joy and I'm in Australia. I wanted to reach out and say a big thank you to you and your Play Therapy podcast. A little about me. I graduated from my master's program 2 years ago. All right, here, this is the most impactful sentence of the whole email. Thank you for helping me gain insight into my play therapist identity. Is that not the most incredible phrase to find your play therapist identity. And then she goes on to say, I'm proud to say that I am a CCPT play therapist. I'm so proud of that too. And it is an identity. This is what we have found in CCPT and in adherence to the theoretical model. We have a play therapist identity. You don't have an identity when you're all over the map. You don't have an identity when you have no theoretical foundation. You don't have an identity when you're eclectic. You only form an identity when you are all in on one thing. And your play therapist identity is CCPT. Joy, that sentence just made me smile to the depth of my being. Okay, so let me continue with the email. To be honest, I once found it quite overwhelming to realize how many different play therapy modalities exist and to acknowledge that I hadn't trained in all of them. I felt inadequate and a bit lost. Although I was eager to attend various play therapy trainings to enhance my skills, I felt wobbly without a solid foundation. However, when I had the opportunity to work with a traumatized child, reflecting on my learning reinforced my belief that CCPT is a strong foundation for play therapy, given that my training primarily focused on this approach. I'm glad that I firmly upheld my theoretical approach. Even though I'm currently only practicing play therapy one day a week, I've already witnessed the remarkable impact of CCPT. Thank you again for your inspiration. I have so much to share with you as a beginner play therapist. And she's attending the conference in Australia where I'm speaking in November. So Joy, I can't wait to meet you. I'm so excited to see you in person. And y'all, how many of you all, and you know, just raise your proverbial hand or yell yes emphatically to the mic. I don't really care. But what I think goes on and why I'm reading this and sharing Joy's email is this is so many of our experience. We so desperately want to be trained and we so desperately want to feel confident and we want to get all the education that we can. And so we're taking all of this information in and it leaves us feeling inadequate, lost, and wobbly without a solid foundation. But guess what? CCPT provides the solid foundation and we fall back on its tenets and its principles and its theory because we know that it works. And once you land there and you say, I'm all in on this, you find your play therapist identity. So incredible. Joy, thank you so much. And thanks for letting me read that to everyone. And I'm sure all of you are nodding your head because I've heard your stories too. And this is why the Play Therapy podcast exists, because we go back to the basics. We go back to classic theoretical knowledge, and that serves as the basis upon which we do everything. And then we have our footing, we have our grounding, we know what we're doing. All right, so speaking of grounding, footing, and knowing what we're doing, let's make sure that we're savvy in our sessions, right? So what we're going to talk through today, and this might seem a bit like I'm going after the people who work in the schools out there, and I promise you I'm not, because you're not the only ones that do this, but you are primarily the ones that do this. So I promise there will be other things that have nothing to do with working in the school system. But if you are in the school, if you have been in the school, if you're a former teacher, if you're a former school counselor, if you've been a daycare worker, if you've been a preschool teacher, if you have served in any capacity of working with young children in an academic setting, this might be something that you're doing in the playroom and not even aware of it, because the sessions that I've watched with my coaching participants that do this, once I brought it up, they were like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. So it's a muscle memory thing more often than not, and it's not even in your awareness. And sometimes the things that get us in the playroom are the things we're not even aware that we're saying and doing. So that's why we're going through this Session Savvy series. All right, so if you are a person that came out of the academic environment or academic training background, you might refer to yourself in third person in the playroom. So what that would look like is, I actually today watched a session video and one of my coaching participants referred to herself in third person in the playroom. And I was like, oh my goodness, you're such a school person. Okay, not a dig on school people. It's just the way that you were trained. So you have to untrain yourself, right? You're kind of dewiring your brain. So what that looks like is, if I'm in a play session with a child, I would say, you want Miss Brenna to do that for you. When the child says, will you grab the Nerf gun for me? because they're holding eight other weapons and they have no hands. So they're asking me to grab the Nerf gun. So rather than saying, oh, you're asking me to get that for you, or you're choosing for me to help, or you need me to get that, I would say, you want Miss Brenna to do that for you. All right. So here's why we have to break ourselves of this habit. And if you're guilty, you don't know what you don't know. And so there's no shame or blame. It's just mindfulness and awareness moving forward. Catch yourself doing it and train yourself to speak about yourself in first person. Here's why. We know how important the relationship is. And we know how deep the connection becomes. And when we are in a play session, we work really hard to make sure that we refer to the child by their name and in first person. How often do we try to work in the child's name in sessions? Because we want them to know that our focus and our attention and our energy is fully engaged with them. So if I'm working with Alex, for example, at certain points in the session, I might say, Alex, you did it, right? Because I'm trying to communicate the importance of the connection and the relationship and that we are in that together. We would never, ever refer to a child in third person unless the child has already referred to themselves as someone other than themselves in that moment. So if they're playing a role, if they're assuming a character, if they told you that they're the army leader, for example, so they're no, it's no longer Alex anymore, it's the army commander. That's a different story. But until we're given that cue that it's no longer the child, we would never refer to Alex as third person. It would always be you. Similarly, it should always be I or me, because we need that one-to-one connection, and third person creates distance. This is why we see a shift from first person to third person in children's play sometimes, which, by the way, that's going to be another topic in this Session Savvy series. So I'm not going to go too deeply into that yet. I promise we'll get there. But when you see the shift from third person to first person, that's significant, because the child is owning that and it's becoming very real. So when we refer to ourselves as third person, there's almost a distance that's created. There's a disconnect that's there, because they're in the room with you. And if you don't refer to yourself as I or me, it seems like you're separating from what's happening between the two of you in that moment. Listen to the difference. You want me to grab that for you. You want Miss Brenna to get that. There's just a whole different vibe, right? And most of the time, from the therapists that I've watched their videos, they are not cognizant of doing it. It's just so ingrained, because in the academic world, in elementary schools, daycares, preschools, middle schools, everyone is Mr. or Miss. So everyone gets referred to as Mr. or Miss, even when the person's right in the room. Right? So this is just a pattern of behavior, something that gets conditioned, and it's a habit of which many people are not paying attention. So I just want to let you know that we always need to be using first person when we're talking about ourselves for the connection's sake, for the relationship's sake, and for the shared experience. And it would be an inadvertent separation, an inadvertent disconnect, but we still don't want that division to be a part of our play sessions, because we know how important the connection is. All right. So I hope that that's helpful for you all. For those of you that refer to yourself in the third person, not a dig, an encouragement to be mindful of it and change that. And so as I'm going through these, if you are listening to these in order and you're going, wow, that is absolutely something I do. Oh, that's something I do too. I promise it's not directed at you. These are universal. That's why we're talking about them. If I only saw this with one person, I wouldn't have included it in this series. It's something that I see consistently all the time. So you're in good company. It's just something that we need to be aware of and work to make sure that what we're saying is creating the outcome that we want and is aligned with the principles of CCPT. And the principles of CCPT are relationship, relationship, relationship. So everything's going to go back to that. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out with me each week. I hope that you've been enjoying the mostly daily questions. We have a ton more coming at you this week. So as much as possible, I'm going to bang out these questions. If you would like to email me with a question, please do Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. If you want to share your story, you want to reach out just to say hello, you want to fill me in on whatever's going on in your life, you know how much I love hearing from y'all. You can also call the hotline if you have a question, 813-812-5525. Have a lovely week. We'll talk again soon. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.